People file away.
All right, we're going to start, everybody. Just let me know, do I need the microphone, or can you all hear me when I just speak up? Anyone cannot hear me? What am I saying?
Use the microphone.
What am I saying? Use the microphone. Okay. So, welcome to Smarty. We're going to start the talk now. And it's about template architectures with Smarty. Smarty is a PHP program. And so if you're all not looking for a PHP talk, wrong room. We'll be going for 2 hours this morning with a break after an hour and 30 minutes. Welcome. Andre is going to start off with the first part about Smarty, and he's going to explain a bit of the history and the agenda for today. So I'll leave it to him now.
I hope, Mike.
Oh, sexy.
Everybody can hear me on this mic?
Yep.
Good. Well, originally we were going to try to get rid of the name tag and see if you can guess who's throwing it. Who's Andre, but that should be pretty obvious.
I'm Andre.
Yeah. He's trying to pass himself off to me. So just to judge, how many of you have heard about Smarty before and worked with it? Just raise your hand. Okay, cool. The slides for this presentation available online. You also should be having a book. You can write down your notes. And with that, we'll just take off onto the first slide. The agenda for today is pretty much like this. We're just going to go over kind of an overview of Smarty and its history, what it does, how it works a little bit. The MVC paradigm, the model view controller, which Smarty is a integral part of as far as modern applications are concerned. Then Sterling will take over and go through a sample application that I built using Smarty that will illustrate how the template language works, the their constructs, functions, modifiers, and also how to switch between different templates on the fly, basically how you skin your site. He also explained the API of how Smarty works from a programmer's perspective. After that, we'll probably take a break, schedule break, and when we come back after half an hour, we'll have the more kind of advanced stuff, the debugging with Smarty, caching, some advanced functionality that has go through the architecture and how to make the plugins. Find some performance considerations because everybody wants to have their site run as fast as possible. I left my installation for the last bit. It's not really that exciting. But and then tips and tricks for various little things that you can do Smarty, and then we'll leave some time for the questions and answers. Just going to move this a little bit. Is that good enough now? So, an overview. The case for templates, case for Smarty history, and some samples of what Smarty powers. Case for templates. Well, when PHP originally started out, it was, as Rasmus talked about in his tutorial yesterday, and Jim too, its own kind of little templating system, because writing the web projects, web applications before PHP, I guess, was not that easy. You had to write the whole stuff in C, or you had to also use Perl or various modules. There was nothing really like embeddable into the HTML where you could do it pretty easily. When I started out using PHP, I wrote one application using the method where you mix both PHP and HTML, you break it in and out of PHP mode. And that turned out to be kind of painful because, for one, you couldn't change how your site looked pretty easily. And you also have to worry about the delimiters all the time, which mode you were in. You want to do a deco variable, you got a type list, less than question mark equals stuff. So I thought that there should be a better way of doing it. And modern projects have like separate design and engineering teams you know, the programmers work on business logic stuff, and they implement the backend, you know, in the database interfaces and stuff like that. And the design teams, they mostly work on the look and feel of the site. They create stuff either in Dreamweaver or something like that, and HTML, and then somehow it all needs to be put together. And that's where templates really help out, is because you can separate your presentation and logic with a good templating system, where the most likely the programmers will set up the initial kind of skeleton layout structure for the templates when they develop the application, and then hand it off to the design team, who can then further modify and enhance them, make them look really pretty for the customers or their internal needs as necessary. And that's exactly how our, the company that I used to work at. I just started another one working for Fast Search and Transfer. But in the old one, we wrote a whole bunch of online publishing commerce applications that way, where we had a program develop an application first, and just write like a skeleton templates and have them looking not really pretty and all, but then the designer would come in and they after, I mean, they were pretty easy to train them to work with Smarty. It's not a really complicated system, but gave them the flexibility to change the look of the site completely without bothering the programmers at all, and it worked out pretty well. So the case for Smarty, what it provides is kind of a paradigm shift in that, in the sense that the people who work properly do what they do best. You know, the programs had programs just concentrate on that hacking stuff in the business lines, database interfaces, application servers, things like that, and designers concentrate on the graphical interfaces and icons and whatever. One thing that we often hear from people when they look at Smarty and say, oh, it's a little complex, or why does it have this logic and the templates with the conditionals and things like that? The answer is that it's not your ego logic. It's the presentation logic as opposed to the business one. The business logic is concerned with getting stuff out of the database, processing queries, you know, updating accounts in the database system. And the layout logic mostly concerned with, well, according to certain variable, maybe I need to make this part of the page look a little different or change the color or something like that. That's the presentation logic. And Smarty has really, really good support for that. Another kind of big feature that it provides is a compilation to the PHP code. The templates, they're not parsed on their invocation, only after they change. Smarty takes them and compiles them into the PHP code that is then directly included into the application. Also, extensibility. It's very extensible as far as you can add your own little functions and modifiers and filters to the template that will process the templates. So it's not a rigid tool that you only can use in certain aspects. It's flexible across a wide range of projects. It also has a kind of a superset of various template approaches. So you can tweak it to work in various ways. And people who use other template engines before can pretty much just jump right in and use their favorite approaches. Like people who use past templates, they doesn't really have a support for. Well, they did used to have support for looping blocks in the templates, so they would usually break out those into separate templates and parse that and then append it to the main one. And you can do it with Smarty too if you want to go that way, but it provides its own constructs that make the looping much easier. Smarty is easy to learn, slightly more difficult to master. I mean, easy to learn. There's a quick start file in the manual, but if you go through that, you'll be up and running in maybe 20 minutes and be able to do pretty interesting things right away. And as you get into it, if you want to learn more advanced functionality, you will be rewarded for that as well. It can be as simple or as complex as you wish. If you don't want to use the conditionals and the templates, just don't use it. You know, you just want to print out the variables, that's fine. Or if you want to really go bonkers with it, you know, just put all kinds of stuff in it, make a template, basically programming language tools, that's fine. And the motto behind Smart kind of is power designers, power programmers, so that everybody can benefit from it. And, I hope we'll achieve that. So a little more about Smarty and some of its features. From the beginning, we pretty much concentrated on speed, and it is very fast.
Is it faster? It's very fast.
Special and combined with body code cache, we'll qualify that. As we developed it, it kind of grew in size, the code base itself. So when people sometimes look at it and I say, oh, it's too big, you know, when I run on my site, it takes a while for PHP to load it up and parse the actual Smarty class. But there is no basically reason right now not to use a bytecode cache. Like, I mean, if you have money, Zencash or PHP Accelerator is like even better than Zencash.
It's actually the same speed for documents as the Zencash is currently.
And it's freely available, so just install it on your server and everything just runs like 300% faster or more.
Yeah, what do you do about issues like the fact that they don't seem to keep up with the latest release? It usually takes them a little while to get the bytecode.
So that's not good.
Yeah, I mean like 4.2.2, though, there was a bug found in 4.2.1, so 4.2.2
right.
We updated to it last night.
And I mean,
now we can't, you know, cache that, so.
I understand that. It's just, I guess, establish a relationship with the developer of Nick Blender is pretty good about responding to the requests and being up to date. So I would just suggest, you know, email him or get a hold of him somehow and say 4.2.2 is out of head of security update and now we really want to keep using the accelerator with it. So.
There should be binary patching, I guess.
And then point releases really, I mean, should probably be able to use the PHP accelerator from the previous version. It's when the, you know, the 4.1.2.4.2 that may be binary stuff that changes, but I mean, it's fine. And we posted some benchmarks on the Smarty site that compares various template engines against it with or without using the accelerator, the bytecode cache. And without the bytecode cache, it was still kind of like maybe second or third place. But with the bytecode cache, it was just trumpled everybody else. Smarty is pretty efficient since the PHP parser does the dirty work. Compiles templates into PHP code, and then the PHP parser takes over and it worries about all the other stuff, like including files and, you know, in the memory only once and things like that. No template parsing overhead. Once again, only when a template is updated does it recompile them. The template length is very extensible. We're talking about, but again, you can make your own functions, modifiers, all kinds of stuff. Configurable template delimiter tags and either curly braces or double curly braces or HTML comments, just HTML brackets, anything basically.
Smarty school.
Yeah.
Use it.
You look like you wanted to say something.
Just
pipe in anytime you want.
Okay. Basically, just what I was saying is that Smarty has everything you want, and if it doesn't have it, you can add it. From loading the PHP files directly could be added. It has a very nice security mechanism as well. So if you want to insert actual PHP code into your templates directly, Smarty will do, I believe, MD5 checksumming.
Well, if you ever want to insert PHP code directly into templates, you can do it. I mean, in certain cases, as we'll show, it's probably even needed for some, like componentized templates and things like that, but there's also security mechanism, meaning that if you like have an application that you want your customers to be able to change templates for, they can do it, but if you don't want them to disrupt your system, like start calling all kinds of like eval and stuff and things just disrupt your site, you can turn the security mechanism on and configure it in a certain way so their access is restricted. We'll just keep going down the list. So Smartick has the conditional constructs if, else if, and if. And what's inside there is pretty much passed to the PHP parser, so the expression syntax there can be as simple as complex as we like. You can, you know, make comparisons, boolean tests, and all kinds of things like that. It has a couple of looping constructs, so you can
get it on the screensaver.
I should turn off the screen. Looping constructs that you can go for the arrays that are assigned to those inputs. Like Sterling said, you can embed the PHP code in templates for special cases, and there's a couple of ways of doing that as well. It has a built-in caching support, meaning that the output of the template after it's run can be cached either in the file system or in other ways that it was for a certain period of time. So your template, not only does it get compiled with PHP code, but it also the output of it can be cached, so the cache is just loaded and displayed by the browser pretty much directly. Well, everything's cached except for that image, which is that it's you want. It has a support for arbitrary template sources, so your templates don't necessarily have to come from the file system. They can come from database, shared memory, LDAP, DBM files, anywhere pretty much. You can write a support for that. It has custom cache handling functions. So if you want to store your cache in shared memory, for example, or somewhere else, you can do that too. And the plugin architecture for accessibility. So if that gets you a little excited, then I mean, you, or not. Figure out if you want to stay. a little history. Like I said, PHP originally started out as a template language, template engine, and it's turned into its own kind of general purpose programming language now. The very first kind of templating language for the template engine for PHP that I worked with at least was Fast Template, which was a port of the template engine from Perl, I think. And
it's ugly.
it helps, you know, but at the time that I used it, it didn't have support for dynamic blocks for looping stuff. You had to split your templates into little pieces and put them back together afterwards. And it was kind of a little cumbersome to use. So we decided kind of, well, write our own, you know. Whatever program does, I guess. Not a Mentor syndrome. So we, I wrote a template engine called Smart Template, which was never released to the public. It was just kind of used internally in our company. And it was basically a modified Fast Template that had support for if statements, but it didn't have, like, else. So it was purely regular expression based. It was regular expression with parts of the templates and wrong some stuff. It didn't have any compilation or anything. So no else and if statements for certain reason. It had support for dynamic blocks, so you can have dynamic blocks and then loop them in the, but you had to loop them in an PHP script explicitly. That was it had support for configuration files and a couple other little things there. And that was that was usable for a lot of projects basically that we had, but it was still something like lacking we felt. In January 2000, we had a PHP developers meeting in Tel Aviv in Israel, where like the PHP group and a few other people just kind of sit down and got together and trying to figure out what we wanted to do for the development of PHP in the future and what problems we needed to fix and concentrate on and stuff and so on. And one of the things that I was like, we need to have a templating system in PHP, like an extension or something. And everybody's like, what do you need a templating system for in PHP? And I'm just using directly, just mix it in and stuff like that. It was kind of hard to explain why it would be necessary, but a couple months later, I kind of started the first implementation of a C-based templating engine that would have support for the same things that Smart Template had. And after a couple of months of development, I posted like the first, like we created the PHP template mailing list even for that. And I posted some code there. It was like a huge flame on the result. Like half the people were like, you're crazy for doing this. We don't want this template. We put this template engine in PHP, it's going to become the default one. People are going to be like, killing each other over that it doesn't work correctly, they want it to work a different way. And the other half was like, no, it's really cool, we want it there, and stuff like that. But after a couple months of those planes, we just decided, you know, no point in continuing with it. And then I went on vacation for a couple of weeks. And my friend, Monty Ort, who was a co-developer of Smarty, he kind of started to work on the first version. And when I came back in August, he had kind of the first working prototype of the code that compiled templates into the PHP. But looking at it, it had some problems, so I totally wrote over the compiler for it about a month later. And that's when it really started to take off, or at least like the first version in January 2001, because we, from September to January, basically just developed and used it for our internal projects to really kind of iron the bugs and things like that. And from January 2001 until now, it's just been rapid evolution since then. I think it's version 2.2.1 now, something like that. So it's second generation, I guess. Well, that's a little history of Smarty, and just as a kind of an eye candy stuff to show what we can do, I made a list of sites here. I asked for contributions from the mailing list of what kind of things people worked on with Smarty, and I'll just show those quickly. Huh? Shut up. I kind of divided them into sites and the software. Software is the, applications that utilize Smarty as part of its architecture. There's something called the PHP Lens, which is I guess it's an application server kind of system that, application server that you can basically use Google database, doing web applications, and has Smarty as a templating system. It's pretty cool. Scart is the shopping system that also uses Smarty for its customization of the look and feel and things like that. It's a commercial system, I think, but still, it's probably one of the nicest shopping systems I've seen. It's very customizable. And more groupware is the intranet sort of
crap.
No, it's
groupware, so
there's nothing wrong with groupware per se. Yeah, we'll look at screenshots here. And I guess they use Smarty, so basically their customers who get it or install and they can customize their look and feel of the site. Well, software is not interesting. Let's just go to the site. The British site of Canon uses Smarty. And you know, when you show the sites, you can't really say, oh, look, there's a Smarty obviously here, but we should like maybe put some code in it. It's like a watermark image or something to figure it out. Or a header or something like that.
There's a picture of Andre on there. Hello.
But apparently, like, since people submitted this, this is a Smarty. Pretty nice looking site here. This was a very interesting site that has a like skiing information in Austria and Alps in general. All kinds of stuff. They have like customers that can log in and change their information, stuff like that. Pretty rich. The AOL in Australia uses this for the website. The TV channel, I guess, is what it is. Here we go. Business director. So you can go to those at your leisure and see what it of course depends on the designer's skill of making it look like something presentable, but now I'll show you, we'll go through the photo gallery application. We'll show you the template that I made, the template that Colin Bebrock made very graciously for us. And you'll see the difference.
Colin, by the way, designed the PHP.net website.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and talk about MVC Paradigm. MSC Paradigm is Model View Controller. That's what the abbreviation stands for. It has our origins in Smalltalk 80, which was an object-oriented, well, still is object-oriented programming language development environment. And the basic idea behind it is that application is broken up into parts. The model view and control. Model is what controls, is the part that controls the data access. It retrieves data, stores data, and controls data for the application in general. View is what actually displays the data to the user, provides the view of the data. And controller is the piece that sits in between. And when the user does some action, the controller takes that and then passes it off and has it on some functions that modify the data, basically. So like I said, so model manages data, view manages the output, and control manages the input and things in between. And in this paradigm, Smarty is the view, because it provides the view of the data, and then the application behind it supplies the model and the controller. And the application that Serling is going to go through isn't exactly in this way. There's the script that basically is the event manager that catches inputs from the forms and links that are clicked on, and then sends them on for processing. And the model, there's a whole separate file that provides the management of the data. And I will just hand this off to Sterling so he can show you the application and just go through the language syntax and stuff like that.
Just let me get set up with the mic here for a second. Does that work? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm projecting now?
Right.
All right. Can you control me?
Oh, yeah. You want to walk around?
I like standing up. Sitting down for too long gives me cramps.
Well, you're going to have to sit down to show this.
Yeah, okay. So PhotoGal. It's yet another photo gallery. It's not something I would suggest you guys go home and say, oh, this is cool. I need to go use it. It's a sample application. The purpose is really to show you guys how cool Smarty is and what you can do with Smarty. I think it does very well. Actually, I was looking at it, and it's very nice. It turned out to be very nicely done. You won't see that by the first I show you.
That's the cover.
That's his content. But, okay, so that's the purpose of this. We're going to show you some cool pictures as well. Great stuff. So, installation. Okay. So, the first way of setting up the photo gallery application is to create a virtual server. You can also just put it in a separate directory in your web server group, but virtual servers are sexy.
Do you have it in a separate directory?
I just put it in a separate directory.
Yeah, okay. He's not as sexy as this. Smarty setup. Okay, there are some required files. What we're going to really go through right now is just how you set up Smarty. This will be covered a bit later, but in order to use Smarty in an application, you either need to have Smarty installed via Pear. Pear is a PHP extension application repository. Something like that. It's an acronym that means it's a package distribution system for PHP that is a lot like CPAN, if any of you know Perl, except we don't have 117 packages for formatting the date. It's quite a neat application, and Smarty is available through Pear, and that will install it on in your system library, so you don't need to have it distributed with the application. Alternatively, if you're if you're giving distributive applications out, you don't want to have a bunch of dependencies. I didn't say that, just pretend it didn't happen. You don't want to have a bunch of dependencies. So what you do is you can bundle Smarty in a lib directory of your application and then install it through there. We'll just go over that. Can you get jump to the terminal and do a little ls? Oh, yeah. As you can see, we have Smarty directories right there. Go cd directory. And That's the basic. This is just the smarty distribution. You don't need all the files in here, but they don't hurt you. You need some of them, and I'm someone who just doesn't like to mess with what works. So there are a lot of files, like testimonials obviously isn't required for Smarty to run.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot. I don't know Smarty as well as I do now. And then there's template C, ls-elda.
Well, that's what comes with the, yeah.
Okay, that's,
Well, we set it up for the, photogals, there's a, another Smarty lowercase directory that contains that.
Yeah. So ls-l. Alright. Not just ls-l, not the directory itself.
Okay.
Just ls-l initial permissions.
This?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. There you go.
So when you set up Smarty, the most that you have to do, and this is very advanced, so I don't know, it's kind of hard. You have to kmod this to 700 and change it, the owner of it, and remove it to Apache's owner. That's obviously for security reasons, and it doesn't need to have any more permissions.
Well, it needs permissions so that web server can write it directly, basically.
Yeah.
That's where the compiled templates are stored.
Exactly. Also, you can just kmod it 0777 if you can't change user and group on your web server. I know some people do have that problem. It's recommended that you don't do that, but whatever works. Okay, next slide. Smarty on the back end. Okay. So, as Andre said, there are three steps to the MVC paradigm. First step is the back end.
And you have to reconfigure PHP, INI, or anything like that.
For Smarty? Not
for Smarty. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, it's
the only kind of issue that was there was the register global setting, but we've been kind of weeding out those places that use globals directly. Just access everything to super globals. Or the HTTP blah 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 stories.
It's also, you never have to really directly edit your PHP any file. If you have web server access, root access on the machine, you can just set PHP value directives that will change that for you.
HT access files?
Yeah, HT access or PHP value.
But Smarty doesn't require editing of the INI variables, basically.
Yeah.
I've never run into that.
Neither have I. Alright, so we're just going to go through the code a bit now. This is his computer, so how do I switch to...
Oh, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, all the three.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to want to look at is common.lib.wm. Here we go. You have, right here is a basic example of Smarty. We do a basic template here, albumlist.template, that shows
the albums.
And it looks pretty straightforward. You locate a template in the template class, you assign a value, and you then display that template. One thing that gets confusing is you have fgSmarty. The name of the class is actually Smarty. But the way Smarty works is, you create a child class of the Smarty class, which will handle all transformations for your project. This allows you to set certain variables such as template, root, default configs, etc. Within your application. So I'm going to just edit that button. Wrong keyboard. So setup.php is where we put our first class, and just go down.
We'll explain this stuff later.
There you go. Here is your little fgSmarty class. It's small, it's sexy, and it's not really that much work. You can do a lot more customizations. We won't get into that now. They're usually not that necessary. At least I haven't run into them that much. Right here, we set where Smarty should put the compiled templates in. compiler. Cacher is where to put the cached output and stuff like that. And template is, we define the default template because you can do that in every application that uses this class, but it's easier just to do it here since it's required. And finally, we set the administration value. This photo gallery has administration features, which is really cool. It allows you to delete albums, add photos, delete photos. It's crazy. And that's what that's for. So I guess the next thing to look at is all the three bits. Okay, so we have assign, which will assign a value to a variable within your smart template. And I'll show you the right there in just a second. Assign is a case of time upgrade. We can assign it via name value pairs with PID. And I'll just go back to that right now. Yeah. I use it every keyboard, so. Oh yeah, let's show what the photo gallery looks like. That's sexier. Andre.
They have an idea what the code behind this is.
What should we call it? Alright. That's photo gallery.
This is the default template that we have, non-administration view.
Yeah, and as you can see, this is not the one the designer made.
So if you look at this, you know, it's pretty basic here.
I wonder why there's all men in your photo galleries.
But that's column. We put them on here.
There's
not all men.
Oh yeah, there we go. That's good. I just saw the last page. And
so that's pretty much it. But we didn't put any authentication in here for this. So if you just go to admin.php, you get some administration features. You can go and edit the album information, the album. If you go to the
You can upload pictures right here. There are many things you can do. You can click here and delete images. Well, back a second.
Yeah.
All right. You can go there and click those images and then delete them. It's your basic photo gallery application. It's not too sexy. It's not too sexy at this point. However,
after Colin was done with it,
yes,
it looks something like this.
And as you can see, that's quite nice. Try a view, for example. And again, same exact code, just a bit, the template.
All that's changed is the template. Nothing else.
In this case, CSS probably could have done that for you as well, but it's, as you can see, you have this nice here. And actually, I think it looks sexier than the gallery with this template.
There's also another version of this that changes colors.
Look, you have really cool icons there, too. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so that's what we're going over right now. That album.
So basically, this is the page that has the list of albums.
Now, you're all loud and amazed, right? Okay, good. Okay. So I'm going to go back into the comments of the screen. Let's find something. As you can see, the main two functions you're going to use in Smarty until you get really advanced and cool are assign and display. Assign the variables, display the template. So as you can see, that's pretty much full file. Now let's go to one of these templates. So I can't see anything without color highlighting, but it looks really poor on the projection screen. So here's a simple footer.template is a good one. Well, it was a good one. That right there is an advanced template, alright? It's different than the clean template that I was looking at, so.
This is the simple one.
Yeah. I mean, that was ugly. Yeah, so. Alright, here's a very good example. If admin
Then we're going to load the administration configuration file. You saw in the FG Smarty class how we did template assign, admin, and then the value passed to that class. Here we are using it. It's just simply a dollar. All variables in Smarty are like variables in PHP. It's not rocket science in that matter. Right there, Smarty used brackets to delimit expressions, modifiers, commands, sexiness, which are configurable as well. And then we load another config file, browser.conf, to give us certain information. Then title. This is where Smarty, I think, comes really cool. First, we display the title that's given to us by the templating engine. But if that's not available, we use the default function, and then we can assign the title that's in the configuration file there. Configuration variables are denoted with pound signs. Normal variables passed to the template are denoted with dollar signs. If not custom body, so if there's not a custom body tag, we just display a normal tag. Not as a special Smarty construct, it's not within PHP.
But it's more readable that way.
Yeah, it's handier, and it's easier to tell your designer, just go not. Don't worry about anything else. Let's go album list now. Next part of our template. Sorry that this wraps. Okay, section. Remember how Andre was telling y'all, one of the reasons that he didn't use class template was because they didn't have blocks to loop through. Sections allow you to basically create, but what I've used them for is creating loops. And as you can see right here, we just simply create a loop that we assign an array of values and keys in the template.php file that will call this template. And then we label a section, name of album, so we can access it there, and loop over the album's variable that's passed to us via the, via the PHP script. And then these are the individual entries from that array. If you know Java or JavaScript, you'll know that the dot is sort of an object access. It's the same sort of concept when you're accessing variables. Again, you have it right here where you access album ID. Here you have again another if admin. We don't want to show non-administrators because, again, this is the most secure photo gallery application ever. We don't want to show non-administrators the ability to edit albums. And finally, you have album description, and you can truncate it by the description cutoff, which is the argument value. And then here, every template has include features. It's not actually genius right there, but it nicely includes your header and your footer files. Well, I'll show you a really nice feature that you can use when we go to the clean template. By the way, does anyone have any questions up to this point before I continue?
Could you mention again the relationship between variables in Smarty and variables in PHP? Are they just passed straight through, or are they kept in a local hash or something like that?
When they are...
Like admin, for example. Is admin just available to any PHP function anywhere?
No. It has to be assigned to the template.
Yeah, there's a template assign function.
Yeah, that's what the class did. It assigned the admin variable to the template. And the template pretty much can access only the variables that are assigned to it.
Okay, so it's your local namespace.
Yes, it's your local namespace. And each included file has its own local namespace as well. Because you can pass the variables using the include tag too. When you say include file, something, you can pass name value pairs. That will become variables on the included template. There's an example of that there.
So the fact that they look like, you know, dollar name is just because convenience?
Just because for convenience, basically. Yeah, they do not correspond to PHP variables available in the script scope there.
Okay, there are a couple other functions. Fetch is your template.
Well, the difference between display and fetch, the display is just processes the template and outputs it to the browser, to the screen, and fetch gets the the output as an HTML or whatever it is, so you can do some other things like email.
Special puts it in a string?
Yeah, it just basically gets a string, the output. Display, it's just the, for convenience, basically. You can always do print, you know, smarty fetch. But
also, I've noticed, I've seen it before, people try to do fetching and then post-processing. Please don't do that. Write it in the template. Write logic somewhere. Don't fetch and then post-process. It's really bad because you're when you fetch it, you're copying it in memory, and you're copying the value of the variable. Once you change it, you have to make a new copy of that variable, and you don't want to do that. So either put your logic in the template or...
there's not really a reason to post-process the output of that much. You know? Yeah. You can apply like output filters or whatever else.
Yeah, Smarty, by the way, does already support that. So you can have processing filters that takes data as it's being outputted and does crap with it.
Trim white space, whatever. We'll show something.
It's sexy. Smarty has a bunch of different built-in delimiters, comments, functions, attributes. It's like a language. It really is a language within a language if you look at it. Delimiters are... Do I need to go over these, by the way? Or do you know them basically from the other language and I can just show you a few examples of it?
Well, I think we should go over the other way.
Okay, well,
I'll do it. Grab the mic.
I spent forever getting this thing on.
I'll just speak really loudly. How about that?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the limiters, like I said, are the symbols that delimit the template statements separated from the HTML or text in the template itself. Let's just look at the simple one here. Header. So, these are the delimiters here. In this case, it's just curly braces, but you can set them to double curly braces or whatever else. If you set them to the HTML brackets, then it's not as easy to distinguish between the template and the HTML stuff, so I usually don't do that. But some people say, there's gotta be XML compliance. So they go bump to it. Comments is, we'll put comments in. Comments are, would look something like this. They are just removed by the template engine. They don't appear in the output at all. It's just for your convenience to have it in the template.
It's also good for designers and such to let them know, okay, this contains this type of data. You need to loop through this.
Yeah. So if you reload, go ahead and reload that. You know, it doesn't appear in the output at all. You can use source of it. Where'd the source go?
It's not there, trust us.
It doesn't appear at all. It was just removed. So, there it was. Functions, we just call that the template statements basically are functions like,
How do you declare the delimiters from the columns?
When you set up your Smarty class, when you extend it, you can, Smarty has a variable called, left delimiter and right delimiter. So you just set those when you extend the class.
What's the default?
Default is curly braces.
And comments are?
Comments are the asterisks.
Okay, so from every delimiter and then default.
Delimiter and then just the asterisk. Okay. By the way, all this stuff is available in the Smarty documentation. If you want to take a look, smartyphp.net, just go on click on documentation there. And that's all those variables are listed here, so if you don't look at like here we go. some documentation there. But functions, going back to functions, and that's what is the statements in the templates, like if looping subsection for each, and also some custom functions that are available at plugins, like that show an example of a function. This is a function, basically, a section. And if you look back here, attributes, just like HTML attributes, are the name value pairs that come after it and specify some additional information. Just like, you know, HTML basically would have section slash section, starting ending tags, starting ending function. We'll go through variable syntax in a little more detail, some built-in constructs and stuff. So variable syntax, there are a few different types of variables that you can use in templates. There are the ones that are assigned from PHP itself. That's the most common type. There are ones that load up from config files, and we'll show what the config file looks like and what the purpose of those might be. And there are some special $smarty variables that contain some internal information that can be useful.
That's like HTTP server vars or something in PHP. It's the same concept, except smarty specific information.
Yeah. And as far as assigned from PHP, it can be either scalar data, just strings, numbers, whatever. It can be arrays associated or numerically indexed, or objects. You can access all those in the template once they're assigned. Yeah.
For the delimiters, can you escape them? If you're entering, let's say, a curly brace in the template?
The way to escape them, there are two ways. If you're going to have large delimiters, like in JavaScript, for example, like curly braces and stuff, you can put little slash literal, and it just takes it as a block of text. It doesn't do any interpretation on that. Or you can you just have it in a few places. There is a special function called, there you go, ldelim, rdelim, and that will evaluate to the delimiters. So there are a couple of ways that they can do it, I guess. Well, let's just look at different types of variables that you can access in the templates. Let's look at some ones here. What is the green template? Even that header. Like dollar title is assigned from the PHP most of the time. Or if you look at the album list, I make this application available online. You can download it, get it. Like here we go. Dollar albums is what gets assigned from the PHP script. If you look at the function that assigns it, which is a common lib. Here's the top part. Here's where it gets assigned. Okay. Yet album list is a function in the model file that basically gets a list of albums with all the information, and all you do is assign it to the albums variable and display it. And here you just basically, we'll talk about loops, but you access the information in that variable once again by using the delimiters and the dollar signs and some indexing here. The config variables, like here's what a config file looks like. Let's say a browser.
These, by the way, are not Smarty related. They're done via collaborators.
When we started working with template engines, we found there's a lot of times there's a need to configure your application a certain way without resorting to some really obscure ways. So we just made these config files pretty much like HTML files, something like that, where you have a variable equals some value, and then templates can load these config files and use the values for displaying purposes. Like here we're specifying title, equal title for the application, the cutoff of the long album description, how many characters, the most image rows, image columns coming along the image page. It's all specified in the config file here. And the way that it gets loaded is right here. There's a statement called type of file, and the scope where it goes. And, all you do after that is access it by the syntax.
Could you talk about the syntax of that title line?
Yeah, sure.
What the precedence of those symbols?
Okay, so going to symbol by symbol here, basically, here's opening phrase, the lunar title, that is usually assigned from the application, which is our title variable. This vertical pi specifies that what follows, basically this variable is going to be run through what's called a modifier, which is like a little filter that modifies the value of the variable. In this case, what it does, the default modifier says, oh, if the variable that's passed to me is empty, or it doesn't exist, then I'm just going to output the variable that is passed as the first argument here.
So the colon is a separator.
Colon is a separator for the arguments.
And it's similar to the concept of a pipe in units.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, if title is not passed, we'll just output the default lock and config file. What it means. I don't know if this one has objects access exactly, but if the variable is an object, you can just use the arrow operator to access properties. You can't call methods because, I mean, it's like, that's going a little too far, but you can access properties of objects.
Again, Smarty compiles your Smarty code into PHP code, so it makes it easy to have that mapping between the two types of variables.
Yeah. Going further. Okay, modifiers, we'll just talk about those. We'll show some more examples of modifiers here. Let's look at some lists. For example, here's a, this will access the element description from the array that was passed, in the loop. And then we have a modifier called truncate. And what it does is if the variable is longer than a certain number of characters, it will truncate it and append like three dots or something. That's all customized for. So here we just, that description cut off came from the config file again. And when you look at it, if you look at here, that's what it did here. It was longer than 40 characters that was specified in the config file, so it truncated automatically and appended the three threes there. And you can chain modifiers together. You can just like, okay, apply this modifier to lowercase it and keep going and apply another one to do some other stuff. And we'll show the list of those that are available by default. You can add your own pretty easily.
You just use more pipes?
Yeah, just more pipes.
It's a Unix shell basically, but no command completion.
Well, it doesn't need an editor, I guess.
Would you get more performance by modifying the variable and say the function rather than using a variable modifier as a
Well, you know, that comes back again to the separation of presentation and logic. I mean, how do you know if that's what the designer wants? What if they want to go ahead and change it and make it a whole uppercase and then spaced out and stuff? With the modifiers that are available, they can do that without coming back to another unit. The one thing, another thing is, you know, it keeps their domain separate from the other domain.
It's also, that's not where your biggest speed concern should be.
Yeah, your concern should be making the application more properly data and saving stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So language constructs that it has are, there's some of them, include probably the most important one, because you want to basically have various templates and include the header and footer and the example we saw. So here's a, it just includes file, called a header from the template directory. And that's very simple. If you go look at the clean template, there's, here we go. There's a little more advanced one. It includes like a footer, but that's what I was talking about. It also passes a variable called footer bar that is set to a Boolean value for true. And by the way, for different attributes in Smarty, you specify the value is yes, true, on, it automatically converts to the Boolean value. And if it's false no or off, it'll be false boolean value. Just for convenience.
It's the same as true and false.
Yeah, so you don't have to do equals one or zero.
Especially for, again,
try to make it readable for designers, mostly.
Coders, zeros, and ones.
So basically, this footer bar becomes a variable in the footer template. And if you look at the footer template, it says a footer bar, and then it does some, it outputs some footer code here. Otherwise, it's just a simple table end, so.
Again, notice the configuration values. That's kind of useful when you're just working, for example, with tables. That doesn't really need to change much. Or
yeah, the config file for the clean template looks a lot different from, yeah, go ahead.
So you could use that mechanism to, like, prototype. Getting back to your question, I was
asking. Yeah.
I mean, if you had that, you could.
When I gave this to Colin, it was just that simple template stuff, you know, that I did. He copied it over to another directory and created, you know, started modifying the template and putting the config variables in this config file. So,
and then, like, I could pass live or debug or something.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you can set it in a config.
Debug data would just, yeah.
Right.
And you can override it.
What's that?
You can override it.
Well, design it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so he just put a bunch of, you know, Blender colors, watercolors and stuff. I mean, some of the stuff ended up with CSS, and I think he has CSS that's modified by the Smarty template, basically. It's all kind of combined together. So if, else, if, else is another commonly used one, which designers seem to love once they find out what you can do with it. Let's go back to a simple one here. Is there an saving? Well, if admin, you know, that's a simple one that we talked about. Basically, if admin, then display the administration features. And you can go ahead and put else, if, other stuff.
Also, again, as he mentioned earlier, you can have greater than, less than, equal to all the PHP modifiers directly.
Well, like for example here, we have a, if page not equals one, page is the page number that gets assigned by the application when you view the album. So, any, you know, it's easier to read than less than equal. So that's just what it's called, but even less than equal as well. It depends on the preferences. So here it says, if page is not equal one, then we have to go back to the previous one. And you can use all kinds of comparisons here and like some Boolean logic. And you can say, if page not equals new pages and or not. Like here's an example. If count is just a PHP function that gives you back the number of, you know, items in the array. So you say if the array has some items, then we show something. Otherwise we say, where's it? Final. Count images. Else no images for you. Loops, and we'll just cover those here. There are two ways to loop through the arrays in Smarty. And one is more suited for associative arrays, and one is basically numeric index ones. Section is the first way that's mostly used for numerically indexed arrays. And what you do is you give the name of the section, you just name it like a counter variable, basically, and then you specify what array you want to loop through. So, like in this case, we say the name is page list of this section, and we're looping through now. One page is not exactly an array. It's the, let's go look at the album list. Name is album, and we're looping through the list of albums. And then when you want to access a specific entry that you're looking through, you just say $albums and then in square brackets, give the name of the section here. So it's $albums and then square bracket album, close square bracket. That gives you the entry in the array to return.
And that happens to also be then an array that you get back from that,
which you did. That's how you assign it.
Yeah.
In that case, that also has an album ID key that you can access. And keys as opposed to PHP, are not accessed by brackets with, you know, quoted key names. It's just dot, like Java.
Yeah, Java, JavaScript.
So,
if you look here, you can also, if you look, the page list dot iteration is,
each section has a special internal variables that give you back the current iteration, the whether it's the first or last one, whether it's odd or even, given, you know, like highlight the rows different colors as you go through them. So in this case, the percent sign for knowing these special variables, and you can say percent page list, which is the name of the section, dot iteration, which means the current loop iteration that you're going through. And basically this one compares it to the current page, and that is equal, that outputs the number, otherwise it if you're on the, basically what this one does, if you're on the current page, it just outputs a number without the link, otherwise it links it to go to that page. That's all that code does. And, I mean, stuff like this is mostly just set up by the programmers. Designers can just go in and maybe put some HTML stuff around it. They don't need to muck around with sections too much.
Also, you can see the href. It's easy to add, for example, a little bit of JavaScript if the designer wanted to, or a class attribute, without really having to mess up the rest of the stuff in there.
Yeah. For each is another kind of loop. And let's see where we have it. Okay, let's go. Full image is a little easier to show. Let's go to this one. Look at this guy's photo. There's a list of comments that were entered for that. And those are assigned from the PHP file. If you look at the show full image. Get image info basically is the function that does it. And if you look at the model that provides that, info. It just selects, you know, all the image information from the table and then all the comments that belong to the image. It's basically a bunch of nested arrays.
Right there, just by the way, is pairs. It's a DB class called pairs, DB, and it's just a database abstraction layer. Nothing really special to look at or different because of templates.
Yeah, you can use whatever one, whatever stuff you do. However you want to assign that to the templates, it doesn't matter. So what happens here is we have a for each. This is an associated array. Let's say I want to name the current thing that we're going through comments, and it's going to come from this array called comments. And that then becomes a variable in the template that you can use. And here what we do is we take the comment time, which came from database, and run it through a date format modifier with this form. And that's how it formats it out here. STR time stuff. So like I say, if you want to modify it here, just display the date, or just you know, reload that, and it's on the printer.
And Smarty does have a lot of those type of functions in it, just easy functions for formatting data. That's something that you can get your designers into, having some basic display logic without having to worry about formatting stuff. It's of strength that PHP's had for a while, and that does carry over to Smarty as well.
Here we go. Here's the just the date that we modified in the end. Go back to the date and time here. So that shows you how the template's also recompiled right away when it detects the date change. And that just displays the actual comment, but it runs it through NL. Here, NL2BR is a PHP function. You can use PHP functions modifiers, the ones that take, like, string as the first argument, basically. So this one just converts a new line breaks for HTML display. Config load, we kind of mentioned already, that just loads the config variables from the file, makes them available to the template. literal. I'm not sure there's a literal misexample. I guess there is. That's for JavaScript, mostly, in this case. Since JavaScript has curly braces here, and we don't want them to be interpreted as template statements, we just put literal slash literal around it, and it becomes just a block that gets output directly. So here's a list of available functions and modifiers. Well, at least when I wrote the slide a couple months ago, it was. There's more stuff now, not less. Just quickly going through those, assign. Yeah?
Yeah. Suppose you wanted to make it a little bit more readable or something like JS open, JS close.
You mean literal
stuff? Yeah.
You could, but it's not just JavaScript, you know. It's for any.
I understand.
Yeah. I don't think you can do it right now. That's kind of a built-in stuff into the engine. It's not something to modify by plugins. We'll see about alias, you know, maybe. Yeah.
It's also, I mean, you don't really, why would you need that for?
Well, just make it more readable.
Yeah,
when you do JS open, JS code. Yes. So here are some functions. Assign, eventually, and just assign a variable right in the template. Say, assign var equal the value of something. If you want to, for example, take a variable, run through a bunch of modifiers, and assign it back as a simple variable, so you don't have to use it. You know, I don't know where you can do that. Counter is a function that will incrementally just output like numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you want to start from a certain point or whatever.
Cycle switches between the variable values. So, for example, when you're outputting table rows, if you use a cycle to a variable value, for example, black and white, you can say cycle value, but I want to just show a little example.
I have an example in the clean template for a couple of columns that is, there we go, Twitter. Here's a cycle, and this comes from a config file, and then just a comma separated list of colors. So what it does, every time that it's called, it goes and cycles between them. So you can alternate colors or do whatever else. It's kind of a flexible function. Eval is a little advanced there. But, fetch lets you just fetch a file from file system, like a text or something else, and just output it directly into the browser.
Yeah. HTML options allows you to populate option lists for forms, for example, and it gets annoying as heck to have to keep typing option value is name is HTML options is a quick built-in function that Smarty provides. It'll take an array that you pass from a PHP script, and it will let it
open your output options
automatically. It's sexy. It's nice.
Select date, select time. I mean, a lot of times you need to output the drop-downs for dates and time of the year and stuff like that. And that's just a way of doing it. It's very customizable. You can provide the formatting for each one. You can have areas, either a drop-down to the box you type in, or it's all documented in a documentation. Attributes you can pass to it. And the app is just kind of if you want to do a little, like, calculation to output a certain value, you can do that with the map function. Here's a list of modifiers that you can apply to variables. So,
capitalizes
load operator. There's count modifiers that basically just counts characters, paragraphs, sentences, words, exactly what it does.
Escape is quite nice. I mean,
escape basically does either HTML escapement or URL escapement or quotes escaping or something. Basically, a bunch of different escape types, which is useful, like, if you want to repopulate form with variables, for example, and say value equals quote, and you do a variable on escape, HTML escape it so it doesn't have any problems displaying it. Indent is a modifier that will take a block of text and indent it over certain. That's mostly used for emails, I guess. You generate an email using Smarty. Replace runs basically replaces search parameters with a.
Like string replace in PHP.
Specify is a modifier that we just kind of put in because of the templates that we had. it basically puts a space or any kind of character in between a string. So your just word becomes letters separated by spaces. It's a visual effect.
String format is string def essentially within
Smarty itself. Format like numbers and stuff. And date format is from date format. Strip tags removes the HTML tags basically from the variable. So if you want to basically not have if the input comes from a form, people type in HTML, that you don't want to mock up your template, just strip tags. Truncate, when we talk about it, truncates it to various lengths. It has some parameters too. And word wrap, that's mostly for emails to this word wrap.
That's a PHP function as well. I don't believe, however, that's Unicode safe.
Probably not.
No, it's not.
But that's just a list of that's available there by default, and there's ways to add your own modifiers and functions.
And which we'll cover after the break.
Yeah, we'll time for a break, I guess, for half an hour. Do some more stuff.
So then, food.
I'm going to